It's Calvin Harris with Dua Lipa, Young Thug. It's called Potion on The Drive with Robin Roz and Jacaranda FM. It's time for Explained Well with Christelle. And today we're looking into the latest... Hear me out. We're looking into the latest cheating scandal involving the world of chess, okay? Skark.
Yeah, yeah.
But before we can do that, we just have to ask that... As al klein oortjies in die kar is, is hierdie miskien nie die gesprek vir hulle nie.
Ja, ons gaan probeer om dit natuurlik so skoon as moontlik te hou.
Ja. But maar, the very nature of the conversation is, it's no, but, adult-themed.
Ja, partij van die theorie. So perhaps to contextualize, yes. Because you wouldn't be able, you wouldn't think that cheating in chess is firstly a thing, and secondly can take on... secondary possibilities where one has to block little ears. But so, yes, there's a huge cheating scandal tearing the chess community apart, and it's fascinating.
Yeah. So if you have little ones in the car, now might be the time to just, you know, give it 5 minutes of conversation with the radio off and then come back to us a little bit later on. If not, and you want to find out about this cheating scandal, explain it well, Christelle.
So yes, if you need to distract little ones, tel gou al die rooi karre in die verkeer. Mm. But so world chess champion Magnus Carlsen has recently made headlines for interesting reasons. He has essentially refused to play against a player called Hans Niemann, who's also a grandmaster in chess. For some context, Niemann is only 19.
Yes.
Okay.
19 jaar oud.
19 jaar oud. Hy's baie, baie jong. And he's made... strides in the chess world. He just shot up the ranks to the point where people started asking questions.
Ja, en Christelle het nou gesê, Carlsen is ook 'n grandmaster, maar hy is 31. So, die feit dat hy so 'n bietjie opspraak maak teen die jonger oukie, kan wees 'n bietjie suurdrywe, but is it really?
Exactly. And the thing is, there is almost a cult-like following around Carlsen in terms of, you know, someone might think, maar is dis net skaak. Dis ernstige skaak.
Ja, look.
Ernstige skaak. Okay. So Magnus Carlsen has finally released a statement on social media saying why he won't play against Niemann and calling it out, saying that he believes Niemann is cheating. Okay, so... yeah, the faces around me already. So in online chess, for example, it's relatively easy to cheat in chess because you can use artificial intelligence, you use computer programs, and they tell you which moves to make.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder in over-the-board chess or face-to-face chess, as we would know it, because like how? And the guys do get searched as they go in for any electronic devices in their pockets, behind their ears, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because bear in mind, now, if you and I are sitting down at a table in the middle of an open room to play chess, right? And I'm going to cheat. I need someone to look at the board, put the moves into a computer as they're being made, and then signal to me which move to play next. So essentially you've got the supercomputer doing all the crunching for you. This is how I'm going to beat Grandmaster Joe Man at chess, right? Someone needs to be tipping you off.
And in that context, so Magnus Carlsen did play one game against this player in the past. And he said in that game, he didn't seem to even be concentrating on the game. But he was also, so the challenge is when you use artificial intelligence or computer instructions, your actions are not quite the same as what you would expect from a person. So a lot of how we study people is what, how we, you know, just, yeah, the study of people.
Kijk jou oor op die bord rond, gaan jy hierdie ding, nee, ek wil nie.
Are you consistent?
It looks natural. If you just make a move every time quite quickly, we get sus.
Yeah.
Can I actually say something about that? Because I think, I can't remember what documentary it was that I watched, and it was about brain patterns and recognizing patterns and the way that you become a grand chess master is your ability to recognize patterns. And exactly. By playing so many games that you've actually seen this before. So maybe the 19-year-old is just that good that it's like, I know what you're going to do. I've seen this before.
Well, no. This is where the adult story comes in, right?
Okay.
So the context is, so as I mentioned on purpose, they get searched as they go into these rooms to play chess. They search your pockets, your everything. They do not, however, check your body cavities. Is that the word that we should use for today?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know if Roz wants to have my back here.
Yes. Now I've got you. So they don't check any cavities.
Yes.
And that is why they think if they've searched every other place and we said and they suspect that Hans Niemann is cheating, that the place that they haven't searched is actually where all of his information is coming from. So it's to do with yes. His information on how to play a better game and the reason why he keeps winning. Why this is news, aside from the fact that the competitive chess world is quite interesting to some, Elon Musk weighed in on this because Carlsen actually walked out of a game. He said, I'm never playing against this guy again. And then he quoted something where he said, if I speak, I will be out of turn. And so now people are assuming that the device that is giving the information through to Niemann is actually in a body cavity.
Yeah.
Towards the bottom.
Yes.
Yes. And it would be some kind of vibrating.
Morse code vibe.
Yeah. Or sensory device in your body.
Well, look, I mean, but also, I mean, is that also not like a certain spot for a dude? So like, would you not find it difficult to not react if something is hitting that spot?
Well, not if you're constantly practicing to maybe get the information, because he would need to learn how to decode each of the little things that are happening.
If he's playing so fast, then how do you decode it so quickly? Like, you just feel a shiver in your butt, and then you're like, there you go.
It could be temperature.
Practice.
It could be heat and cold that but no one really knows how he's cheating, is the disclaimer.
Yes.
Or if he's cheating. I've got faith in this young man.
So he has admitted to cheating in online chess previously.
He has admitted himself to being a cheat.
So that opens him up to this kind of scrutiny.
Opens up, wow.
Which then comes to the next thing that we need to speak about, because die storie neem 'n hele ander wending. He has said, this is Niemann now, the 19-year-old youngster, he has said and he has offered to play nude so that people can see that he's actually not cheating and that there's nothing in the cavity. An adult entertainment website has then hopped onto this and offered him $1 million for them to stream him playing chess in the nude. So he's winning on all fronts.
Checkmate all round.
Let us never accuse again chess of being boring.
Well, you see, that's exactly what you need. You need a proctologist to check a mate.
You could say the world chess scene at the moment is buzzing.